Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Every time you kiss me, I'm still not certain that
it's not Elvis. It's Terry Stafford. Every time 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Elise Benin is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, founder of Marketing Mentor, author of a number of books helping freelancers put their best foot forward in the marketplace, and also you got a great event that you got coming up before too long, don't you, Elise? When's your next Marketing Mentor event?
The Creative Freelancer Business Conference, which is part of How Design Live, is coming up in May in Boston.
There you go.
And that's a big event.
They can find out more about that at your website, right? Marketing-mentor.com?
Exactly.
All right, so check that out, folks. And we're talking about how to help freelancers put their best foot forward in the marketplace and how to grow their businesses, especially. We talked about growing it by adding more people. You might become a manager. You have to decide if that's what you want. We talked about growing by increasing the excellence of your product, of your capability, of your people. Of your customers, increasing the quality of all that and raising your rates so you can make more money and work less hours, and that's the way to grow. But what about the third method that you're thinking about, at least productizing? What does that mean?
So productizing is the least known, especially in the realm of freelancers, but it's actually, it can manifest in several different ways. So, for example, I sell a bunch of products in addition to my consulting services, like a proposal bundle and a marketing plan. And, you know, you can buy it off the shelf for $99 or $39 and use it yourself. It's a downloadable thing.
Right. So you've created something that other freelancers can use for their clients. You're not only helping people yourself directly, but you create a product that your peers can use.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I mean, even writing a book and selling a book is one form of productizing.
Right. Many, many individual experts do that.
Mm-hmm. Or you could just package your services in a way that makes it not look deceptively, but package them as a product so that it's easier to understand and easier to buy.
I had a business planning package when I had my consulting company. I had a sales training package, et cetera, et cetera, that it helped people to get their head around what I was going to do for them.
Mm-hmm. And I think it takes some creative thinking, and it is totally dependent on what it is that you do, but taking what you offer and turning it into something concrete, maybe a little bit more generic than you would do on a custom basis, obviously, but something generic that people can use and adapt for their own. Like a lot of web designers, for example, sell those themes, WordPress themes. That's one way of productizing. Mm-hmm. They design their own templates.
Right.
And then they sell them.
Mm-hmm.
That type of thing. So I think, the idea that you can make money while you sleep is very appealing to a lot of people.
Right.
But it takes some very creative thinking to figure out what exactly does that look like for you.
And it's a lot of work. And you have to do a lot of work while you're awake to make it happen. Well, you make money while you sleep, and you got to break through the clutter. So it has to be. It can't just be some kind of schlock stuff. I mean, it's got to be. It has got to have a wow factor, doesn't it?
It does. And then the other piece, which I think is important for all these different elements, but especially for this one, is you have to know who you're selling it to, and you have to build your list, because to have a product but no one to sell it to is a huge problem, a waste of a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question about that. And this is where you have to get comfortable with who you are, what your capability is, and who your customers are. And if you try to be, if you're a freelancer and you try to be all things to all people, you won't be a freelancer for very long. What do you think, Elise?
No, I mean, I'm a huge proponent of focus and narrowing to be able to speak directly to the people who you can help best. I mean, that's why I focus on freelancers and creative professionals.
One of my grandmothers would have said, stick to your knitting.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my grandfathers would have said, dance with the one what brung you. Focus. Or focus. You could use that one too. Hey, Elise, give us a website again, please.
It's marketing-mentor.com.
It's a good site, folks. Check it out. Hey, Elise, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Good to speak.
Gotta go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.